If you listen to the music of Ana Tijoux, a rapper out of Santiago, Chile, you're going to hear a lot of different influences. 1970. There's a little James Brown in there. There's clearly a lot of the classic hip-hop music that many people remember from the 1970s and 80s. There's also a little bit of flamenco going on. But most American kids maybe don't recognize Ana Tijoux lyrics. She's one of a few Latina rappers coming onto the American scene and seeing a lot of success, and she speaks to us today from her home in Chile. Good morning.
Good morning.
First of all, I mean, it's difficult to speak with anyone coming out of Chile without addressing the plight of the Chilean minors. And I wanted to ask you about your response to what's going on with the minors in Chile and the international response both to what's going on with them and how people are saying that it's unifying your country.
I mean, of course, like, it's a human tragedy, but I think that the problem is much more deeper than just union of the country. Because that shows that we get a lot of problem with people that make, like, the more poor people, really, because the miners in general don't have a huge salary, no? So I think that is kind of problem that, like, really showing what is really happening with those kind of work. So I feel that, yes, there is, like, a unifying, like, sensation with the people, but also I think that it's showing also, like, there is a problem with the government and the social politic with the work. So I'm not so agree. I think the problem is much more deeper than that.
And yet this kind of situation is something that you actually talk about a lot in your own music. I read where you felt like your second album was a return to what you called the golden age of hip hop. And certainly a lot of your music is based on social, not just your personal expressions of things going on in your life, but social causes. This would seem to be a prime subject for a song from you.
Well, yes and no, because I feel that when you make music, you make all kind of lyrics. It's not that I sit myself and I say, oh, okay, right now I will make a social album. I feel that at the end, like, an album is a reflection of what we think in general. So I don't like the word about to be a rapper conscience or social rapper. I feel more that I'm a musician, a sensitive person, and it's all about to understand that we are not alone in this planet and there is so much going on also.
Well, I want to play a little bit from your, this is your song Partir de Cero. It was on your album 1977. Los últimos de la fila luego serán primero. Quién sabe si el villano luego será caballero. El traje solo tapa lo que se encuentra por dentro. Can you tell me a little bit about not just the song, but its place on the album and what you were trying to evoke with the title 1977?
I mean, like, in reality, the name of the album is the name of one song. That doesn't mean that the whole album is a biography at all. It's just one song, and I like the title, and there is a song that talk, like, a little resume about my life.
Because you were born in 1977,
and,
right?
Yes, exactly. So it's a little resume, really, but it's not an autobiographic album at all.
Well, let me ask you, I mean, one of the reasons that we're speaking to you today is that there have been a few Latina rappers who are achieving success in the United States, and it appears to be a little bit different than maybe some of the female African-American rappers who have sold a lot of albums here. And in fact, some people have said, and I was reading an LA Times article in which they said that Latina rappers attain a certain respect that maybe African-American rappers don't. And I'm wondering what your thoughts are on rap and hip-hop and a woman's place in that.
I always say that first of being a female rapper, I'm a musician. I mean, like, I don't think about, I don't feel different because I'm a woman, like, in this business, you know. I never feel that they treat me different, my people, at all. At contrary, I always feel support in Chile. And I think there is a lot of female rapper in Latin America. I'm not the only one. There is a lot of young generation that are beginning right now. Very young, like, and they are putting a lot of passion in what they are doing. And about respect, I don't know. Like, I don't know about that. Perhaps, I don't know.
Well, does Does Latin rap have the same kind of... Well, let me ask you. Does Latin rap have the same kind of sort of macho overtones as so much American rap does?
Latin stupidity is not only Latin. There is stupidity all around the world, not only Latin America, you know? So, yes, there is a lot of machist people in Chile, but there is a lot of machist people everywhere in the world. So I feel that the best way to work with that is not listen to that, because if you begin to be involved in those kind of little minds, you will never would work, you know? So I don't pay attention to these stupidities. I think that is very comfortable for the system. I think that is much more important about your work and music.
Would you ever translate your albums or your songs into English in order to maybe...
Yes, of course, yes. I always say that I will never be close to rapping other language. I mean, I know that a lot of Latin American people got this proud with North America, because for the history that we got in Latin America with all the dictature, and a lot of us people, like, we see North American system like the enemy, you know. But at the same time, you can't put everybody in the same bag, you know. You got such much amazing people in North America, and if I can show my work to everybody, I will do it, even if I will get to rap in Chinese, you know. So I think if I can, like, open the rhyme in other language, I will do it. I will never close to myself to that.
Well, maybe we're looking forward to Anna Tijoux's English album coming up soon, her new album.
I don't know how it will be, but yes, why not?
Her new album, though, is called 1977, certainly making a lot of buzz in her native country of Chile, but she also here in the United States. Anna Tijoux, thanks so much for joining us.
I'm Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, our team has been reporting high-quality news about science, technology, and medicine. News you won't get anywhere else. And now that political news is 24/7, our audience is turning to us to know about the really important stuff in their lives. Cancer, climate change, genetic engineering, childhood diseases. Our sponsors know the value of science and health news. For more sponsorship information, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.